Yes, so my name is Paula Dixo, and I am the CEO of CDS Taco. It's a construction company, and that we specialize on exterior for buildings and houses, residential and commercial, all in all New York and New Jersey area, the East Coast of the United States. Yeah.
And when did you get started with that business?
With this business, we started on 2018.
2018. And that was your husband that
Yes.
started the business, right?
Yeah, my husband is a founder. Yes, and he has started on 2018. He had a partner before in the same industry, but it didn't really work out. So I always motivate him, and I saw his abilities. So I thought he could do it. He's Hungarian, so he had. One of his most difficult things was like, or to overcome for him was like, I have an accent and my English is not so good. And I'm like, but you are really great. You should just started it. And anyways, he started it in 2018, and I was always like next to him, helping him with the marketing, helping him with this, helping him with that. But that little help just became more and more and more. And then I got more and more involved. And then now I'm the CEO of the company, and now he's handling other companies that we have.
And did your husband, did he always want to have his own company, or was it later in his life?
Well, he always, I think he always wanted to have his own company. Me also, I always grew up with the mentality of be, entrepreneur, create something, always. I always have had that mentality also.
And does that come from your parents, or where does it come from?
I will say so, yeah. Well, my dad, he's an entrepreneur, and he has many companies in Lima, Peru, and he when I grew up, we were not too we were poor. And then I remember he was working as an employee, and then he half time as an employee and half time creating something. And then until one day, I just remember we moved to a bigger place, and we start having more travels, and we start having more things, more clothes, more, so and he will always and he will always tell me, whatever you do, you want to create your own thing also. And there is one thing that he told me when I was probably 13, and I started working with him. And he sent me to do sales job. And my mom will complain. She says, like, why are you sending her to do this type of job? This type of job. And he will tell me, like, I am sending you because you need to start learning. Because the person who doesn't know how to sell in this world will, what would he say? Will not really have something to eat. Like you need to learn how to sell, like and that always got stuck with me because I was like, okay, like selling is everything in life, it's everywhere. And he told me that, and I will go out with the salesperson. Basically, I was just like next to it. That's it. That's all I did. Yeah.
No, that was interesting because I had a good friend of mine on. He was also, he's an event moderator and hosts big events and that kind of stuff. And he was also like, you always have to sell. Even if you're going to a job interview, you have to sell yourself. If you're going on a date, you have to sell yourself. You know, in any
Exactly.
situation, you know, it's not just you're selling a product or something. In any situation, you know how to communicate. And that's also a topic I want to talk about is communication because, you know, as a CEO, as a leader, you have to be able to communicate the vision, the ideas to the company into your team. How do you do that?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's 100% true.
And what have you found has helped you being the CEO of the company, running the company? What, where do you get your mentors from? Where do you get your ideas from?
I will say that the thing that helped me the most, it was and it is. The only difference is that it's different now, which is purpose. So purpose for me, it is super, super important because purpose is that thing, I think, for everybody. but it's something that I apply. Purpose moves me. Purpose makes me go through bad days, through good days, through big challenges. Purpose is the thing that moves me. And I remember when I started being the CEO of this company, I had a purpose, and that purpose was achieved. And then I was like, and I didn't
what now?
Really fully realize, right? And then I was like, okay, what is missing? There was like this something missing, like food without taste, you know? It was a little bit like that. And I was like, what? I just accomplished all my goals, you know, like the purpose that I had. I need a bigger game. Oh my gosh, this is what it's missing. So I start dreaming bigger and then putting bigger things there. And my purpose has changed, but it is that thing that moves me and that makes me better each day as a CEO, as a business owner, as a wife, as a being. Yeah.
And
so
what is your purpose now?
My purpose now, it is to, well, you see, for me, I was a drug addict. Right. But I was very able, and I knew that. So I was able to get out of this. And I see this world. When I see this world, I see so many lies outside, and so many able people that can be helped with the truth and with knowledge. So when I walk into this organization of Scientology, that's where my life really changed. So my purpose now, it is to flow power so we can open more of these organizations and more people, able people like me or like you, you know, can walk in and can just get better and can really unleash their potential, because there's so much potential that sometimes, like me, right, it was all hidden under all these out ethics and until under all these like drugs in my case, right? Anybody can be different, but so that's my purpose, to find more beings so they can unleash their potential.
And I mean, that's of course a big game, that's a big goal of yours. And how do you find the right people to get into your company, to get into your environment, to help you achieve those goals?
Well, I already have a great team. So that helps a lot, because we already are like, have a great, great, amazing team. Of course, we are always looking for new, amazing team members. But the fact that we already have those bonds there, it helps a lot. And I think it was, you know, I think that when you are looking for something, opportunities are always there. Our opportunities are always there. And, you know, and then you're just, one of the things that I did, just to answer your question, we always did courses. And one of the courses that helped me a lot is knowing who you can trust. So by getting that knowledge, right, I knew who to trust. And because I will see indicators, I will see things from the people, and I will see, okay, this person it is to trust, this person it is to not to trust. So after that, we met Albina. And Albina, how we met her, she is like a friend, a partner. She's like everything, a sister. So it was because the purpose was very, it's actually the exact purpose that she and my husband, so that's what kind of like, we made the connection there. So, and then her husband, and then, yeah, and then the team just goes from there. Another thing that it is important, it is who you are and what you do, because I cannot ask for something to the people that I work with if I am not willing to do that, or if I'm not willing to be that. So, you know, something that is very important is to constantly be working on myself to grow, and then so I am able to demand what I want from them, because I am able to give that also. And they know it. There is a culture here in the office, in the production, and it's known.
And I mean, I guess work ethic probably ties into that. I mean, you have to have good work ethic,
Definitely.
probably, to be in your team, on your company. And how do you, I mean, what do you value in people? What are the things you look for in people when you're hiring them? You know, when you're looking at potential customers, also, what do you look for in people?
Okay, what do I value then? Well, I value many things on people, but one of the things that I value, I don't know if I have an order exactly, but I observe, right? And I observe that if, is this person able to get things done? That's for sure. I ask him to do something. Is the person doing it? How long the person takes on getting it done? Is it immediate? Does it take 1 week? I definitely take a look at that. You know, that's I will say that's one of the most especially as an executive. As an executive, you know, you demand certain things and you need, and at least the culture here, it is to get things done fast. So that's what I appreciate the most about team members and people getting things done. Are you able to get it done? And in, like and speed of particle. If the speed of particle, if there's more speed, it's better.
That's great. And how is your company set up? I'm guessing you probably have an org board in the company, right?
Yeah, you want me to show you?
So sure, that'd be awesome.
Okay, it's on the other side.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, we can go. Okay, I'll show
Yeah.
you. Okay, yes. There is an org board. Hold on. So people leave at 4 p.m. Office. So here's the org
Okay,
board.
yeah.
I don't think you can see it very clearly,
No,
but
but it's good enough, yeah.
yeah. So basically, it
Okay.
starts here with executive team, division one, division seven,
Yeah.
division one, division two. Yeah.
Yeah, the rest, yeah.
Yeah, we are also, we win some prizes. This is one of our prize. This is the model admin know-how.
Oh,
I don't
that's
know
very
if you
cool.
can see it. Yeah,
Yeah, no, you can see it.
we were in Washington last year. Yeah, to receive
Ah,
that
okay.
prize.
Okay. It's funny, I was actually in Washington last year, and I was just briefly, I went in the org there, but it's a nice org there in Washington.
Oh yes.
No, very cool. And your husband, how long has he been a Scientologist?
Yeah, he has been a Scientologist. So we met in the New York org in Scientology, and he started doing some courses, but he really started Scientology in 2018.
Oh,
Because
wow.
you
Okay,
see,
yeah.
yes, yeah, you should definitely, we should definitely do an interview with him. But I can
That'd
tell
be
you,
awesome,
yeah.
yeah.
So basically, on 2018, he have tried anything and everything, and basically he did he everything was like always going down. So he said, you know what? I'm going to try Scientology. I don't have anything to lose at this point. And he started doing the bridge, and at the same time he started building the new company. He did both at the same time. And hold on. Sorry, I gotta go. Okay.
Good.
And yeah, and since then we have just
Straight
skyrocketed.
up. And what would your advice be, especially for young people who are, you know, starting in their careers? Like, how can they get a good start in their careers?
In their careers as entrepreneurs.
It could be anything if they just want to be successful, but of course, especially if they want to build their own businesses, be more entrepreneurial.
Well, definitely don't push sales. Sales is definitely important. So it's something that you can be working on it constantly, like having the skill of it, because it's some it's a skill. Then I will say have a purpose, whatever it is, have your own purpose, and you know, and that's the one that is gonna make you push through challenges. Don't give up, because I've seen people giving up, you know, like, you know, or complaining about this, complaining about that, like just, you know, be courageous, because I think in this, if you're going to be entrepreneur, I think it requires to be brave, and everybody has challenges. Sometimes we just see the good picture, you know, of the entrepreneur. Oh, who has this, has that, travels, but we don't really know the behind the scenes of that. And there's a lot that is going on. And so be brave and just get it done, you know, put yourself targets, work ethics, right? What it's called, work ethics. I mean, that was something I needed to work on. It took me a little bit, but now it is normal. It is, yeah. Discipline, yeah.
And how do you set yourself goals? How do you set yourself targets also for the team?
So how I set myself, so me and my husband, we are very different, right? I love to dream. I put things there. So I give you an example, and this is a true story example. So when the company in 2018, I started working with Sultan. I was helping him, and then the GI was like now that number, it's very little, but at that time that number was big. So in my case, I was like looking at Instagram, and it was a girl dancing with her husband in Paris. So for me, that was like a lot of motivation. So I said to Sultan, Sultan is my husband, if how much I have to make on GI, on gross income for the week, in order for you to take me to Paris and we dance and, you know, we do a video. And then he says, what? And I'm like, yeah, I want you to do this. How much do I have to do? How much money I have to do in a week? And he tells me 35,000. And I said, okay. So if I make $35,000 in a week, you take me to Paris and we do this. And he says, yes, like this, very cocky. And I said, okay. At that time, that was completely impossible. You know, and then he's like, if you make that, I do whatever you want. He basically said that. So I was like, okay. And then we got it. We got it. And we didn't even, I didn't even did it. I completely almost doubled it. And I was like, wow. So something that it was so impossible at that time, it just became like normal, like nothing. And I was like, well, so that's the way I set up my goals, kind of thing. I find something that really motivates me or that I really like, you know, and I go from there. I make it a game. There you go. I make it a game. And I think it's important to make it a game, because not because it's business, it has to be serious, you know. I used to think that, but not because it's business, it's serious. It can be fun. So make it a game, I will say. That's how I do it. I make it a game, and then with people here, we work also as a game. We make
And
it a game.
Zoltan is more analytical, or does he doesn't dream as much, or?
No, I mean, I don't know if he's more analytical. I mean, he's definitely we're just different, but he one of the things that I love about him is that he thinks big. I love that. He thinks big, and he says, we're gonna do this. And when whatever he says we're going to do, boom, we do. And one of the things about Sultan is that he keeps himself in the future. Well, also me, but you know, I can see Sultan like keeping himself in the future. Like, okay, what is the next thing that we need to create? What is the next thing that we need to do? So that's how he operates. Yeah.
And what are your targets for the next years with the company? Like, how big do you want to grow the company?
So my target, it is 10 million right now. With this company, and then we have another company in Miami. So the company in Miami, our first target, it is
Okay,
five
five, yeah.
million.
Okay, awesome. And what are there any people you look up to in life? Any people you learn from? Any mentors you have?
Yes, there's I yes. I look up at Tom Cummings. He's like my superhero, superstar. I like him a lot. He's an entrepreneur, business person. And I think his Instagram is Tom Cummings Worldwide. And
Worldwide, yeah.
then, yeah, and so I like to listening. He starts having started putting there a lot of reels and things like that. And then Grant Cardone. I like Grant Cardone. I listen to his podcast, to I listen to Elena Cardone too, all the interviews that she does. I like both of them. Then who else? And one, I read a lot from th these are people who are alive, I will say. And then obviously I read a lot of LRH and L. Ron Hubbard. It's somebody I read like 90% of it, of my time.
And what were like the like for the young people listening, what were the challenges you, I mean, except from the drug abuse, of course, what were the challenges you had growing up and also throughout the course of your life that you maybe had to overcome, which, you know, maybe I'm sure there are a lot of people, young people listening that have challenges or don't know if they can go forward or how they can be successful. How do you overcome those challenges?
So when I was how do I overcome those challenges? What challenge? For example, I had challenges like the language for me was a little bit of a challenge at that time. I felt, but it was, you see, it was mostly in my head. Like I felt I couldn't communicate. Like, but I communicated very well, but I felt I couldn't communicate very well. So I think those things that are just like are a little fake, are more like something that you're putting there. It's like a ne negative connotation about myself that is not really true. So I will say, have the confidence, build your confidence, because right, confidence, because confidence, it's everything. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you have an accent or if you know, like I don't know, whatever. But if you have the confidence, you will make it happen. Like it's that's the most important, because confidence is belief in yourself. And if you believe that you are going to do it, you will do it. If you believe you're not going to do it, you're not going to do it.
No chance.
So I would say, you know, because whatever challenge it is, sometimes the challenge, you feel the challenge is much, much, much bigger and much more important than you. And much bigger than you. And the challenge is basically like, you know, ooh, you feel overwhelmed.
You can't
But
deal
if
with it,
you
yeah.
like, yeah, if you know, go take a walk, you know, exteriorize a little bit, and then you know, you believe in yourself, and you know, you start putting solutions, start looking at the situation. The situation is not going to be bigger than you. There's always a solution for these challenges, for these problems, for these situations, but you need to believe in yourself. So, yeah. I would say that that will be the most important. Yeah. Especially if you come from nothing, right? If you come from nothing, like let's say you didn't have too much money, etc., and now you are building something, or this is what you want, you know, you need to have your own self-confidence. So, because you know you will achieve it, and it starts with that. Of course, if you know you will
And
achieve it and you will not do the actions, it will not happen. You also have to do the
then what
actions.
happened? And one last thing, what do you think has made your relationship with your husband work so well? Is it that you set goals together, that you work together? That's what I thought.
No. My relation, you know, this is a question that I am being asked a lot. Because they say, I mean, some people, you know, approach us and they tell us, oh my gosh, you guys have an amazing relationship. What is it? What is it? So I think it is communication. So I tell you, communication at the beginning, like I'm just telling you my viewpoint, okay? Because I'm sure he has a different viewpoint. And you know, when I met Sultan, I saw the greatness in him. I saw the power in him. However, him was present, not like 100% of the time. Sometimes there was like bullshit here, that it was not him. And I was able to recognize that. And, you know, I was able to recognize that and to, you know, I will not just fight with this thing that it was not really him. So I will just like let it go when he, you know, when he's doing better, come be in communication, like with a lot of affinity, a lot of affinity.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, I wanted it to like say, you know, but no, but it's important because you are, I think the role of a wife, it's very important. Like you need to be a smart because you are, you know, handling your husband and you want the best for your husband and the best for the family, the best for the empire, like Elena Cardona says. So I was able to do that. And then Sultan, so communication, now things are completely different. Sultan is like I visioned him in the past. He's amazing. Mm-hmm. He's so powerful. His power is completely unleashed. And you know, also the way that I see him now, it is like, wow, that's what I used to see in the past, right? Anyways,
yeah.
I will say that. Then he, what else? He's sometimes when I am like, loosen it, you know, he comes mm-hmm. and he tells me, Beauty, what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are able to communicate.
Yeah, just small,
I think.
Yeah,
we are able to communicate. And so, yeah, we also write our goals together. We did it since the first time, mm-hmm. actually, since we started living together. We wrote our goals. And since then, we have been doing it all the time. And all of our goals that we wrote as soon as we met, we have achieved them all. And then it's so
wow.
cool to see that. It's, yeah, it's
that's
so cool.
Cool,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so then we keep on going, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we definitely do that. I think it's important because we are both aligned. And in some things, he has his own goals, of course, and I have my own mm-hmm. goals too. But they are communicated and we know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on quickly. It was super
of
fun
course.
talking to you.